I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Have you guys ever heard of Performer Track? It's an online tool for actors to track their career. Not only does it give you organizational tools, but it also helps you track your auditions, your workshops, submissions, and so much more. I talked with Brian Vermeer, one of the main guys behind Performer Track. He loves this product, and from talking to the people who use it, they love it as well. Check out PerformerTrack.com for more details. And as an added bonus, if you use code FRLC9, you're going to get 2 months off your first year.
So let me ask you this. How did you... You started the company, correct?
Yeah, it started about 10 years ago when... It all came out of a need because I was the typical performer, in quotes, where every time I got called by my agent, by my manager, by a random casting director who would get a hold of me directly, and every time I got called, I would just quickly grab any kind of sheet of paper, a scrap piece of paper, a sticky note, whatever I could write down on, and I would just quickly jot down where am I going? Okay, who am I meeting? And when it came to going to the audition, I would lose the information. I would have to call my agent. Where am I going again? Who am I meeting with? Well, okay, and it never really mattered to me. You know, what mattered to me was being the best performer. You know, going in there and giving my all, and then just forgetting about it. Because I did Meisner for, a couple of years, and I was told by other acting teachers that I would have, just go to an audition and forget about it, which is a huge service to your business as a performer. And it's an awful thing to do for your business. Mm-hmm. So in realizing just, I was doing everything completely wrong, without even really understanding that it was wrong. I was just like, nah, I don't want to be bogged down with that information. I just want to go do, and if I don't get it, I don't get it. If I get it, I get it. That's all I need to know. And I was watching my friend at the time, and she was, every time she got called by it, by her representation, she would always pull up the same college ruled notebook. She would pull it open. She would rattle off the same questions in a very succinct manner. She would put it, have everything, in her mind. She'd be asking the same questions in a very rhythmic order. And she would put everything in one spot. And I was like, oh, that's genius. That's great. I should do that. Never did anything about it because I didn't want to bother. I was like, eh. Years went by. I'm still doing nothing about it. And it was finally not until Christmas of the year 2000, and I was trying to think of a nifty gift to give to her for Christmas, outside of clothes and jewelry and everything else you can think of to mm-hmm. get your friend. And so I remembered her questions, and I remembered the way she would ask things. And so I created this form page on the computer, and I was like, okay, this is how she did it in this order. And then I went down to Kinko's. I ran it off a couple hundred times. I had it coil bound, and then I gave it to her as her official logbook for 2001, and I handed it to her, and she looked at it. She was like, oh my God, this is incredible, and she began using it right away, transferring old information, putting it in there. I was like, oh my God, and all of a sudden, something happened to me, because I was like, I need one, and so I asked her, do you mind if I cheapen your gift by actually making my gift the same thing? And she said, no, please do it, because she was sick of me asking her, where am I going, who am I meeting with? And she'd go, I'm not your mother. And I'm like, damn. Mm-hmm. And so I made myself one. And we were carrying those around, and it didn't take too long before our friends started asking us, hey, how do I get one? And it was at that point when our friends started asking how they get them, we realized, this isn't a unique problem. This is something that is plaguing the industry and plaguing us performers, is a complete misunderstanding as to, running an effective business. And we started making them for our friends, and we then created the company and started pounding the pavement and hit the bookstores, and we ended up getting picked up by one of the largest bookstores there is for in Los Angeles, and then it started off with a small order. It just got bigger and bigger and bigger, and one log book in 2001, which was for auditions, the audition hold log for actors, that one logbook, and now is 9 different logbooks, and we have different logbooks for different areas of the business. We have one for not just actors, but now for models. We have a separate logbook for background artists, for live performers, for people who are in pageant.
Wow.
We have a logbook. Yeah, I know, it's amazing. We have a logbook for live performers, for when you book work, a logbook for when you for submission tracking. And we took all of these logbooks, and in 2003 we kind of combined them together on a software program called ActorTrack.
I remember that.
Yeah, and so ActorTrack had a pretty good run for 5.5 years from 2003. It started with version 1, and it was a Windows-only program, but we realized there were so many things that we wanted to, after 5 years of doing this, there were things that we wanted to do to streamline the process even further, to make it a more effective tool, to make it just an amazing program. And we couldn't do it with what we currently had built. And we saw the industry really moving to an online world where you're not stuck to one. You can access your information at any point, any time, from any computer. And so we started from scratch. We went back to our drawing boards, and we said, you know, this is the direction we're going to go in now. And it was the smartest move that we could have ever made. We haven't looked back since. And we just we built this amazing application online that blurs the lines. When you're using it, you feel like you're using software. You know, you just feel like you're using a program that is sitting on the hard drive. And so we really wanted to give that feeling, and we've achieved that. It's a very snappy, fast program. In fact, I think it's faster than the one that we actually had that was sitting on your local computer. It's that quick of a program. And so the program I'm talking about, I got ahead of myself, it's called PerformerTrack.
Yeah.
And PerformerTrack came out in September of 2008. And we've had, one of the wonderful things of being online is how quickly we can make updates, and how we don't have to wait for somebody to download an update. As soon as you refresh the screen, you're always using the latest and greatest. We can just throw updates when we feel and do them. We just pop them up there. So there's no like waiting for version, you know, 3 to come out. We're just constantly adding new features, new great streamlined parts of the program. And
I was coming into this interview thinking that PerformerTrack was more of an organizational tool, but it's not actually, is it?
Yeah. Well, I think that's one of the biggest misnomers with our product. It does make you better organized, just because that, you know, it's a natural byproduct of the product. But its true purpose is to allow the performer to finally run their business like a business, to leverage their information. The problem with performers now, if they're, you know, if they feel they're doing something positive for their career, meaning, oh yeah, no, I'm right, I do that, I have a notebook, but how is it helping you with PR campaigns? How is that helping you, you know, realize who's late on paying you? How are you using this to stay connected with cast and crew members that you've, you know, worked on a project with 6 months ago? And so then, you know, people start to think, well, I never really thought about that. Or, oh, I write everything down on you know, 3x5 note cards, and I write, you know, my pink cards are producers, yellow cards are casting directors. Okay, well, that's a mess. You know, and then finally, then there's tech savvy people out there who may say, "Well, I use an Excel spreadsheet. I have spreadsheets, which is good for summing up, you know, numbers, I guess, and sorting columns. like that kind of a, those kinds of products like Excel spreadsheets or even Outlook or Entourage or Bento or Sugar, those products are built for the masses. They're not built for our business. And when you're using one or more of those types of tools, what ends up happening is you think you're doing something positive for your career because you're like, oh, well, I'm being proactive. What you need to be is productive with your information. You need to start taking your information and then leveraging it to do things so that you're not just writing things down and being passive with your data. You're now going to be productive with your data. What you need to do is have a way for all of these types of tools that I just talked about talking to one another. So that you can, you'll start to see how your auditions are connected to your contacts, which are connected back to your callbacks, which connect to your project expenses, which connect back to your bookings and direct bookings, which connect to a cast and crew area, which connects back to a contact section, and on and on and on. It is amazing how, what an ecosystem, that goes on with your business. When you start to tie everything together, because now you start to realize the relationships you're making in this business, you know who to start to go back to when things seem slow, quote unquote, to start, so you can start to drum up activity in this business. And so, it will allow you to finally see what is working for your business. How hard are you working for yourself? Who's working hardest for you? If you're being rep, which agent by name in the agencies are getting you out the most? And what kinds of projects are they getting you out for? Are they getting you out even for the kinds of projects you want to do ultimately in business? And so when I can see, you know, the time and energy and the money that goes out, and then I can start to compare that with what is my return on my investment, I can start to then get rid of the waste, what is not working for my business, and alleviate it. And then I can see what is working for my business so I can build upon my successes. I can build upon what is working for me. And only until you start to do that will you then be productive, which is what we want to be, where we can start to gain traction in this business, finally. And that is a big problem with our business is it's too easy to just go from audition to audition, go to casting director workshops, click and submit for projects, and just do things that, you know, ad hoc as they happen. And what you really are at that point is just a cork bobbing out in the huge, vast ocean, and you're not honing it in, you're not steering a ship, and you're not running a business. And that is what we're after, is to have performers leverage their information so that they're auditioning less, they're booking more, they're turning a profit instead of turning a loss. I mean, that's what we want in this business. I think the majority of performers, that's what they want too. And it comes to running your business smartly, efficiently, effectively. And we believe we have the tool to assist them in doing that. So,
let me ask you this. Somebody who is new or is thinking about coming to you guys, say they do have a spreadsheet already, or, you know, like you mentioned, Bento, or they created some sort of, you know, filed system.
Yeah.
Do you guys have an import or something?
Here's what we say. Look, you know, when it could get, you know, there are those who are ambitious who want to transfer everything over. You know, we don't import anything over from other programs because there's nothing like our program. We have a very unique system in place so that the performer can be working at the optimum level. We don't have generic lists like other programs may. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, ours is really tailored to this business. You know, we don't fool around. You know, this is really built for performers, and it's built for this industry. And so if you want to take the time to transfer old information over, copy and paste and put stuff in, go for it. You know, you can put in unlimited information into PerformerTrack. Unlimited auditions, unlimited callbacks, unlimited bookings, unlimited images, like what they wear, what you wear to your audition. You're able to snap a picture of yourself and upload and attach to that audition. I mean, it's incredible. And we, and no, you don't have to pay extra money to upload images. We don't care. And you can, put in old images. Yeah, no. Can you imagine, right? But it's true. We don't charge for the images you upload. You can upload unlimited, whatever you want. We don't care. And you can put in you have years of information in if you want. But what we tell performers is, you know, you can feel overwhelmed if you do that. You know, I say, it's kind of like breaking a bad habit, you know. Cut the cord with, you know, your old system, keep it, you know, to the side and start from day one, from, you know, this day forward on using this system. And as you're meeting, you know, people that you've met in the past, put them in. As people come into your career, put them in, you know, and so that way you aren't feeling like, oh, you know, I've got stuff from 2006 I still need to put in here. I'm never going to catch up. It's like, no, just let's start with the people you're meeting right now, starting today. The money you're spending right now, starting today. The income coming in from old projects, we can put that in, you know, that come in starting today. And so that way, you know, you can really start on a smooth path with the information as it's coming in, you know, now. Rather than trying to, you know, worry about 5 years worth of stuff. Although you could,
yeah.
You know, there's nobody stopping you from going in there and spending a crazy week and a half and just going, yeah, let me just put everything in. Okay, cool, go for it. Yeah, go for it if you want. I do have something else to say.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry.
You're absolutely.
Because you triggered me in the thinking when you said somebody who's just starting out. Mm-hmm. This is, we hear obstacles all the time from performers when it comes to running your business like a business. We tend to hear the same misconceptions from performers all the time. And there may be people listening right now who are performers going, wow, this sounds like something I need, but nah. And they'll start to, in their head, make reasons why not to run their business like a business. One thing that comes to mind is somebody who's just starting out. They'll go, I'm not really auditioning right now. I really don't need to do that. I'll log and track my business when I get busier. That's when I'll start to do that. And I'll say, okay, well, when are you going to get busier? Is that 2 days from now, 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now? You know, how about now? How about not being busy? How about running a business from day one? Because the moment you make a decision that you want to be a performer, the moment you make that thought process is the day you have got to run a business. Because it's too easy to have everything just, you know, be just absolutely a mess, and if you don't treat it like a business, it will be treated like a hobby. And so, and beyond just auditions and callbacks and bookings, you can throw those to the side because that does not even matter. When you say you're a performer, day one, money starts to fly out the window. Money for headshots, money for demo reels, money for demo reel production, money for tickets for research and union dues or whatever it may be. All of that money is tax deductible. All that money going out for classes, we have got to start to keep track of. And we have to start to see where that money is going. And we got to start looking at money differently, which PerformerTrack does, because there is an amazing expenses section within PerformerTrack, which allows you as the artist to put in all of your expenses, take all of those receipts you have, and put them in. And we have all the categories already built into the program, so you can categorize your expenses appropriately. And we have all the ones that are tax deductible already built in, so you can just select what the expense is and put in its type and then how much it is and then hit enter and boom, done, next one. And you can take your shoebox of receipts and you can put in all of your expenses. And we've had performers do this where they go, okay, well, there's one thing I will need to do. I need to put in all of last year's receipts. I'm a little behind. I'm doing my taxes. We go, no problem. Take your shoebox of receipts and just start plowing them into PerformerTrack. PerformerTrack will put everything into chronological order for you, and you can print amazing expense reports. reports so that you can group your expenses by category. You can, between any date range, you can print expenses by project. It is truly wonderful. So when tax time comes rolling around, you know, you're not scrambling. You're just going to click a button, select the date range, and boom. And you can export your expenses as a CSV file, so then you can use your expenses in any way you want. You can put it into a spreadsheet. You can email it to your CPA or tax guy. So day one, as a beginning performer, there's money that's going to be spent, and then the other thing is there's going to be contacts you're going to make. And every contact you make in this business, you've got to convert into a connection. This is a relationship business. Uh-huh. It always has been, always will be. It will never change. And, you know, if you're spending money on a class and you're going to a class, everybody inside that class, you have got to start turning into a connection. It's astounding what a great networking event classes are, because you don't know who's connected to who, you don't know who knows who, you don't know who's got what project that they're working on behind the scenes that you can connect to. There's and especially if you are doing independent films and you're getting out there, everybody is important. Everybody, the gaffer, the caterer, the lighting designer, everybody. Because those people, you don't know what their aspirations are. You don't know where they're going to be a year from now, 2 years from now, and you've got to stay in connection with these people. And so, and that's another wonderful thing with Performer Track 2 is how every book project you have has its own cast and crew area where I can connect contacts to projects that I've worked on, and I could literally be on set with somebody, recognize them, and go, wait a second, I worked with you before, you know, and search them out, go to their history folder in my Performer Track account, open it up, and I can see every interaction I've ever had with that individual in this business. And I can see, oh, you and I worked on a project 3.5 years ago. You're the caterer, and now you're the second AD? How did that happen? Oh, yeah, I remember you. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. And that's another thing, the relationships, the dynamics. You know, everything you do with a contact in Performer Track, whether you audition for somebody, whether you get a call back with somebody, whether you follow up with somebody, whether you connect somebody as a casting crew member to a project you're part of, somebody that I went to wardrobe fitting for, you know, years ago, all of that information is being trailed in the background and sent it to that contact's history folder. Every contact has a history folder. And Performer Track just starts building history for you of what it is that you do with people. And, you know, right down to even if you make a phone call, send an email, you know, just having that running history always building. And that way I can always go back to the people I've worked with in the past. I can go back to people that I have interacted with. Hey, it's been 6 months since I've seen you, since working on that project. Just wanted to touch base with you, see how things are going. You know, start stirring the waters a bit. Create your own business. You know, there's so much going on out there, and a lot of people have things going on, and you just may not be aware of it. And that's why staying in touch with these contacts is so vital to business growth as a performer. And Performer Track does it with amazing ease.
Yeah, I like what you said about treating this as a business, because a lot of the actors that I know don't. You know, they'll get an audition, like you said earlier, write it on a little scrap of paper, go to the audition, and, you know, never write anything down about the audition or who they met or anything like that.
The next time you have an audition, When you're in the waiting room, watch how the other performers walk out of the audition space when they're done auditioning. If you can recall, what typically happens when somebody's done auditioning? What happens when you see them leave the room?
A lot of time I see them walk away in defeat.
The 99.9% of the performers, it becomes comical. Now that I made you alert of this, just watch the next time you're at an audition and watch how performers run out of the audition room like their hair is on fire. Like acting like they have to be somewhere, and they just bolt out of there. I gotta go, thank you very much. Okay, and they just run out the doors, right? And they run out to their car, they run out to the bus, they run out to the subway, and they replay that audition over and over and over again in their head. Does it sound familiar? When you go to an audition, and the person is checking you in, you know that person who goes, oh, yeah, well, you know, let's put your name down here, and then let me take your picture, and okay, and you're going to be in room number two, and here's some slides, or whatever. You know that person?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That person who checks you in is the most important person you're going to meet that day. More important than the casting director. No, we didn't just say that. Yeah, I did. Okay. That person, when they're checking you in, you have got to get their name. I don't care how you do it, but if you want to know how to do it with a Jedi mind trick, I'm more than happy to tell you. Would you like to know?
Absolutely.
Okay. Don't just say, hey, what's your name? That'll creep them out. What you want to do is this. When they're checking you in, oh, what's your name? Okay, put it down here, and let me take your picture. Turn to them and say, oh, I'm sorry, what's your name again? Say again at the end of a question, you'll always get a response.
I like that.
If you say again at the end of asking a question, before the person has a moment to even think, they never even told you in the first place, they will blurt out their name. It works all the time.
That's a great idea.
So just go, oh, I'm sorry, what's your name again? And say, oh, my name is Allison. Oh, thanks, Allison. Thanks a lot. I will have taken my printout from my PerformerTrack account from the audition that I have in my PerformerTrack, or I will open up my PerformerTrack account. I'll go into that audition, and I will go into my laptop or my netbook or my iPhone, and I will then jot down her name or his name. I'll say, oh, yeah, Allison checked me in. Cool. When you're done with the audition, so go in, do your audition, right? When you're done with your audition, do not, I will repeat, do not leave. You will walk out of the room calmly, like a civilized human being. You will sit back down in the lobby. You will sit back down in the waiting room. And what I'm about to tell you next is not the goal of why I'm having you sit down. Because when you sit back down, all the other performers that are waiting their turn to go in that room to go out for the same role as you are already now defeating their audition. Because you know what's going on in their head? They're sitting there going, why is he here? Why is he still staying here? Why are they going to have him read with somebody else? I wonder why they're keeping me here. Why is he staying? And they're killing their own audition. That's not the point of this. What you're sitting down to do is to now replay that audition, not in your head, not in your car, not in the subway or bus. You're going to go and you're going to pull out your PerformerTrack printout of the audition, or you're going to pull up your PerformerTrack account and dial back into that audition on your iPhone or your netbook or whatever it may be. And you're going to put in the notes and thoughts area of that audition, you're going to put down everything that went on. Every single thing. Like any conversation that may have gone on in there that seems a little odd, write it down. That's gold. The stranger, the better. Okay? And then what you want to do, if you can't remember, you know, there's more than one person in there. There's more than the casting director that's in there, right?
Yeah.
There may be someone running the camera. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to get those people's names. And so now that we've sat down, we've written everything that happened in that audition, you're going to calmly stand back up, and you're going to walk over to your new friend, Allison, and you're going to say, hey, Allison, who's running the camera in there again? That's how I said again at the end of the question, right?
Uh-huh.
And she'll go, oh, she'll maybe poke her head around, oh, that's Doug. Thank you. I'll walk back down. And I'll write Doug's name down. So obviously I should know who I auditioned for, right? Mm-hmm. Who is the casting director? I have the name of the person who checked me in, and I have the name of the guy who ran the camera. And any conversation, as I said, that seems a little off or anything goes. Put all of that in your notes area. Because all of that is going to play huge with what you're going to do next. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to sit back down. And you have the gumption, you have the wherewithal, you have the smart as a performer to bring your headshot postcards with you. You are going to write your thank you card there. Hey, thanks for bringing me in. It was so great to see you. You know, Allison was terrific bringing me in and signing me in, and hi to Doug. Oh, by the way, here's what I'm up to. Don't just say thank you, but say thank you, and then also what you want to do is say thank you for bringing me in for the role, but then also you want to give them information as to what you're up to. What have you been up to in the past, couple of months? Give them bullet points. Just, see this new short I have online here. Give the website. And by the way, I'm now in a film. I'm in a film festival. Come see me at screening next Tuesday, whatever it may be. But give them something else to cling their teeth onto, where they go, oh, this is a performer who's working. This is a performer who's doing things. Give them added information, and it could be something as simple as, oh, I just updated my website. You should check it out at www.blah blah blah blah. Okay, and then scan the room. Look for, if you are in a casting office where the casting director actually works out of their on a permanent basis, scan the room for any bins where people drop off their headshots, and pop your thank you note in the bin. The faster you can get your thank you in their hands, the better. Mm-hmm. Because that thank you is another branding moment for you as a performer, so that you can get your face in front of them after they just saw you. And this has helped so many times, I can't even tell you, with our users who do this, that where they could have been on the fence about bringing you in for a callback, and they brought them back. And you don't know, you want to stack all the cards in your favor. Never do it because you think, oh, this is going to go in the trash. So what? I've heard other people go, well, why do I have to thank them? That's their job. It's your job as a performer to treat this as a business. If I go in for an interview over at Google because I want a job at Google, am I going to say, well, why do I have to thank the H&R person? That's their job. I'm sorry. It's your job to run a business and get your face in front of them. Again, it's a branding opportunity.
That's true.
And so, do that. And if there's no bin in the office, then walk outside, look around, try to find the nearest mailbox, and pop it in the mail immediately. Do not wait. But at the same time, don't make the fatal mistake of walking into the room going, here's my thank you. No, don't do that. Don't do that. But get it in the mail as fast as possible. And so now you're doing it smart. So here's how this all works. Is now that you've written all the information that happened, and either you wrote it down in your printout or you put it actually into the program, or when you get home, transfer that information over into PerformerTrack. When you get a call back. See, when you're doing this, by the way, you're not just thinking about the callback for that job. You're thinking also for the next time you go to that office, for another project. It doesn't matter whether you get a callback for this one or not. You've got to be prepared for the next time you go back to that office. And you want to win the audition when you go in for the audition, but you want to win the office. Because the next time when I get called back or I go back into that office, I can go into PerformerTrack. I can click, the audition, or I can go back to that casting director, click on his history button or her history button. I can see, oh, when was the last audition for them? Oh, it was 9 months ago. I can click a link. It'll take me back to that audition that happened 9 months ago. I can see what I wore to that audition. I can see who I met at that audition. I can see what happened in the room in that audition. So when I go back to that office, who am I going to beeline to first? I'm going to be looking for Allison,
yeah,
the person who checked me in, and I'm gonna make sure when I walk through the doors, I'm gonna be looking for her. I'll go, hey, Allison, good to see you again. How you been? Yeah, it's been about 9 months. Yeah, this is what I've been up to. And just like that thank you card, I will tell her two or three things that I'm up to. or that I've just done recently. And I'll be like, yeah, this is what's been going on. How you been? Yeah. And then I'll ask, hey, is Doug here? The guy who was running the camera the last time you were there? Hey. And then I'll poke my head around the corner. Hey, Doug. Wave at him. When you do that the very first time, they will not remember who you are. They see so many people, they probably will not remember who you are. But that's okay. Because when you do it that very first time, they will make a point of knowing who you are. Because they will ask, Allison, who was that guy who just said hi to me? Oh, that's Brian. Yeah, he's a really nice guy, yeah. You know, I've got this other thing that we're casting. You know, we should bring him up for that, too. You know, you never know the influencers. You don't know who knows what and what's going on, even the guy running the camera. And what you've just done successfully when you do that is now you're clamping down and creating, you're turning a contact into a connection. And that connection you hope to then turn into auditions. Do you see the trail now we're making?
Absolutely.
So if I can convert a contact into a connection, I can then convert my connection into audition. For those of you who say, well, I'm not getting on enough, my agent sucks, I go, why aren't you getting on the speed dial, the mental speed dial of those who work in casting offices? Those who are bringing you in, you know, make an influence. Because, you know, there are times where I get called directly from the casting director. He goes, Brian, hurry up down here. We've got something I think you're perfect for. And you know, you when you create and build relationships, that will parlay to more projects. And you know, the people that you meet on set, when you create relationships, will turn into more projects and more work. It becomes, when you do this, and over time, as your career builds, the circle of people you begin to work with gets smaller and smaller. And I call it a reverse cyclone. You know, when you're first starting out, you're meeting everybody, but are you meeting them and then following up with them? Are you staying in touch with them? You know, and there will be people that you make an attempt to stay connected with because you're following my advice right now by listening to me, and you're going to be a good performer track user, and you're going to do this. And there will be those who flake out, who do not, who fall out of the cyclone because they don't follow through. Uh-huh. They don't follow up. But you're going to continue to follow up. And as you continue to do that, the flakes, the people who don't, you know, really take this seriously, they're going to fly out of the cyclone. And the circle you make gets smaller and smaller and smaller as you wind up. And, you know, that's why you see so many A-level performers working with the same directors, working with the same producers. Why do I have to recreate the wheel to find these people that I know can do the job? And casting directors think the same way, everybody. The last thing a casting director wants to do when they get hired to fill roles for a part is get behind a computer monitor and pour through thousands and thousands of performers they do not know or do not have relationships with and pour through their headshot thumbnail headshots until their eyes bleed out. That's the last thing they want to do. When they get called and say, hey, we want you to, you know, fill the roles for this indie film or this feature film or this commercial, immediately the casting directors go to their mental Rolodex. Uh-huh. And they go, they need a tall, lanky guy, kind of goofy. Okay, you know what, let's bring Brian in. Let's bring in Gordon over from that other agency's office. And let's bring in Bill and John, who we have to do a favor for that other agent. Okay, yeah, let's bring those people in. That's how this business works. We need to really rein this in to a point where we're now operating efficiently. We are going about this business in a very strategic and smart manner, and let everybody else do it the other way. You know, we would not have taken on and done PerformaTrack. We would not have taken the time to do this program. We would not have wasted our energy to do this program if it didn't work. We wouldn't have wasted our time doing this if having your information on spreadsheets, on, you know, on Word documents, on scrap pieces of paper, on writing this stuff down in different areas work. It doesn't. And that's why you need something that's really built for this business, and you need something that can move your career along and have you see your career completely differently now. And I hope some of the stuff that I've said to you has kind of made you go, whoa, I never even realized.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Maybe I should do that. I should do that. Well, I never thought I should do that. When you operate at this level, that's when, you know, you're going to look at this business of yours completely differently. And when you see everything tied together, you can't help but see things differently. And so we hope we are able to do that for all of our users, you know, if they do it. And that's and you know, it's kind of like a gym membership. You can have a membership to a gym, but you've got to use it to get the benefit. And that's the same thing with PerformaTrack. You've got to get in there and do this. And PerformaTrack makes it easy to do.
Thanks, Brian, and thank you for listening. Hey, guys, I would love some iTunes love, so if you get a chance, I'd love for you to give me a good rating. As always, keep coming back to DailyActor.com for more interviews, columns, and resources. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.